We are back with another review type show, looking at some of the Euros. I am Dan Morgan. I'm joined by Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. And we want to touch on a bit of Spain versus Germany and then go on to talk about England. It's quite topical, the concept of formations, Neil, and what they are and how fluid they are and whether or not they're even a thing. You know, are they now a myth? Are they now a concept that we shall not talk about them or we're not allowed to? I don't know. But, you know, I think on that, it is interesting that we have two arguments for either a 4-3-3 or a 4-2-3-1 with both of those sides in the quarterfinal of Spain v Germany. And I think the other thing that sort of, I think it sort of bookmarked the whole tournament is the concept of personnel and key roles. But you see it loads in this game, in terms of defining them, when you look at players like Havertz, Gundogan, Rodri, Spain's wide players, you know, where all of them are on the pitch and, you know, where they impact games, it definitely gives a different look to how things might line up when you are pre-game looking at, you know, the personnel and the potential positions where they might be on a pitch.
Yeah, I think the first thing in this, which is just really interesting, is how much we process this through the nature of the footballer themselves. So I would argue that Spain kick off as a 4-3-3, but as soon as Olmo comes on, you just would think it was more 4-2-3-1, because you don't really ever perceive Olmo as a midfielder, whereas it's easier in your own mind to think, well, Pedri can be a right-sided eight. Mm. And they might actually just have ended up both doing the same things, or more accurately, what Olmo goes on to do, Pedri might just have done over the course of the match. And it might be that they play exactly the same way, nothing much changes, but I think it does change at that point from a Spanish point of view. And it's sort of interesting looking at, you know, the subs. Well, in the end, the lad who scores the winner, for instance, Marina, we could have brought him on and ended up with, you know, with him in a 4-3-3, but he's aware that it's effectively picking another starter. So I think there's also the substitution that happens at that moment. It's effectively picking another starter. So there's a line around what cab off the rank it is, who's performed, who hasn't at that point, what you're saying to your wider squad. Fuente's got to bear that in mind. But also just a general sort of, well, these look good. So if we've got to tweak it a little bit, we'll tweak it a little bit and we'll go from there. And he trusts that the players will help work that out as they go.